8:47 now, here with Homegrown Local Radio on our Community Connection. Again, was chatting with Jim Hunt and Sherry Dell Hunt, Brainerd Public Schools Distinguished Achievement Hall of Fame. Again, October 7th, that big day, tying in with Homecoming Week for Brainerd High School. Coming up here tomorrow, I know, is I was already looking forward to On This Date in History for our morning show. And tomorrow, the Constitution, the anniversary of the Constitution being signed, leading up for Constitution Week. Paula Persons chatting with us. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning, and thank you for letting me come on the air and talk to you. I want to talk to you about Constitution Week. Daughters of the American Revolution were instrumental in actually starting Constitution Week. It was actually tomorrow. We are going, the Daughters of the American Revolution, our local chapter, the Captain Robert Orr, at 3 o'clock are going to meet at City Hall at 3 o'clock to ring bells. We ring them for 2 minutes to actually signify the signing of the Constitution. Daughters of the American Revolution all over the United States and seven countries are asked to ring bells at 3 o'clock. What we did was we went to Congress and said, the Constitution is important. We need to take and let people know about it, give them some history about it. So we said, can we do a Constitution Week? Eisenhower signed it in, I believe it was 1956. He said, we need to teach this in the schools. We need to know people to learn about the Constitution. So that's kind of where we're coming from. And every year, the Captain Robert Orr chapter makes it a point that we give kids in our local schools a something written about the Constitution and give them facts about it. I've given you some press releases if you want to use it. There's some interesting facts, and a lot of people don't know what's written in the Constitution. Our Daughters of the American Revolution was established in 1890. Minnesota started having chapters in 1891. We have over 1,200 members just in Minnesota. Our focus is on historic preservation, education, and patriotism. We're a nonprofit, non-political women's service organization. I looked up, and in the United States already this year, we have logged in 1,458,377 hours of service in this year so far, and you know everybody isn't writing all their hours, so it just gives you an idea what we do. We're going to have a genealogy workshop this Saturday at the library here in Brainerd. If you think you have a ancestor that fought in the Revolutionary War, you can come there. If you have any documentation, bring it. We will have people that'll help you research and see if you can become a member of the Daughters of the American Revolution. It's open up to any woman that is 18 years of age or older. Also, on the 28th of September, over at the Arboretum, we have taken a number of our members, have planted a garden in honor of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We're calling it the Never Forget Garden, and we're going to have a commemoration where we're putting in a plaque for the 100th anniversary of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. We want to honor our patriots. We want to honor those who fought in the Revolutionary War and who continue to fight for our country. In local schools, we also have essay contests that we sponsor. We had a national winner 2 years ago from Forest View. She won a trip to Washington, D.C., which was really exciting. In the last 2 years, I've been very involved with this. We go to Garrison at the cemetery. We have cleaned 692 graves and 403 tombstones that are older and newer. Some of them go back to the Civil War and the Spanish-American War. This is all done for service. We take care of the gardens at the All Vets Memorial in downtown Brainerd. We're going to be participating in the Wreaths Across America, where we place wreaths to honor, teach, and remember our fallen warriors that are buried in national cemeteries, Arlington, and even over in Fort Snelling. You'll be getting more information on that in the future. Okay. We also send care packages to serving veterans, or actually people over in foreign wars, Iraq and Iran and places like that. but I kind of want to get back to the Constitution.
For sure. Yeah.
If I have time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I know we talked a lot going on with the local chapter here, the Robert Orr chapter, Daughters of American Revolution. So, yeah, let's get back to the Constitution Week after all that. Yeah.
It was signed in 1787. It's kind of cool. They were gathering in Philadelphia because we had the charter for the 13 states, but there was really no way to tax people. We didn't really have a central government. It was 13 different governments. They got together and they said, we need to do something different. We had the Articles of Confederation, but they realized we had a weak, ineffective central government. So from the start of the convention, they realized, okay, we've got a problem. What are we going to do? So they decided they had to change this. The preamble of the history document makes it clear. They wrote this: we, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do obtain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. And I can't think of a better way of why is the Constitution so important. The former Associate Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor, said it in a way which I really like. What makes the Constitution worthy of our commitment? First and foremost, the answer is our freedom. It is quite simply the most powerful vision of freedom ever expressed. It's all the world. It's also the world's shortest and oldest national constitution, neither so rigid as to be stifling, nor so malleable as to be devoid of meaning. Our Constitution has been an inspiration and changed the trajectory of world history for the perpetual benefit of mankind. 1987, no country in the world had ever allowed its citizens to elect their own form of government. I just think that's so interesting. Much less to select a democratic government. What was revolutionary when it was written, and what continues to inspire the world today, is that the Constitution put government in the hands of the people. There are only 4,440 words. It was written in 100 days. I think it's interesting, and if I still have time here.
Yeah, just 1 minute here, yeah.
These men met in Philadelphia. It was hot. We're in September in Philadelphia. They met in this small room. They closed the windows on these guys. They put sentries outside the doors and the windows because they didn't want these men grandstanding. They didn't want anybody to know what was going on. And in 100 days, they wrote this piece of legislation or this bill that we are using to this day. Think of the brilliance of these men. It has not been amended that many times.
Yeah, we could definitely use a form of getting stuff done like that these days, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. You know, you look at the division now, and these men wrote that, and it works to this day. It's not perfect. They were not perfect men, but look what they did.
All right. As we wrap up here the last 30 seconds, Paula, anything else you'd like people to know?
No, I just, Daughters of the American Revolution, we call it DAR. It's a wonderful organization. If you have any questions, look up DAR under the Google it. Sorry, I'm in radio, but you need to Google it.
Yep, get on the Google. All right. Well, thanks for your time, and we'll chat some other time.
Thanks for letting me be on.